back to the Mel Kay Show. I am so excited. My guest today was on about 6 weeks ago. She was telling me about a lawsuit over an unbelievable quarantine camp rule in New York State. And she is an amazing attorney who fought the New York government and won. Welcome, Bobbi Ann Cox. A hero for we the people. We don't have enough of you. How are you doing?
All right. How are you doing, Mel? Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I was rooting for you. I mean, I live in New York, so it mattered to me a lot. But, you know, a lot of people didn't realize that that was still on the books. You came on. I got a lot of feedback after that. People couldn't believe it. And I don't know. There's not enough people like you fighting out there. And you went for it and you won. So tell me a little bit about, first tell my audience about how you got into it, how you found out about it, and how it progressed. And then we'll talk about actually what happened in court.
Okay. Yeah, great. So I'm a New York attorney. I've been a New Yorker my whole life. I've been practicing law for almost 25 years now. And last year I was... this was brought to my attention. Somebody sent me the regulation, said, oh my God, you know, is this real? And I read it and I was like, oh, unfortunately it's real, but you know, it's definitely illegal. I mean, there's no way this is constitutional. And I had been, you know, for the past couple of years, since the lockdowns first began in March of 2020, I had been following this stuff really, really closely. I mean, I was, you know, really very, very frustrated with what was going on with the New York State government. I mean, the governor, first it was Cuomo, then it was Hochul. I mean, just both completely out of control with these, you know, edicts, you know, these mandates and these just insanity. And people were fleeing New York, as you know, people were fleeing New York in droves and people were reaching out to me constantly, you know, is this legal? Can they do this? Do I have to listen to them? Am I going to get arrested? Can I get a ticket? Like, people didn't know what was going on. And I said, okay, I can't stand by and watch this anymore. And, you know, like, this is insanity. So I started to just speak out. I started to give speeches and stuff and help people understand what was going on. And then when someone brought this to my attention, this regulation about quarantine facilities, I was like, oh, no, no, no. This has to be shot down right away. Like, this cannot go on. So I did talk to a couple of colleagues of mine to see, you know, does anybody want to do this lawsuit with me? We have got to shut this down. But, you know, I mean, nobody wanted to work for free. Not that I want to work for free, but, you know, I was doing the case pro bono. So it was hard to get attorneys to do it with me. And, you know, and then other attorneys just felt like, well, you know, you need to wait until they're locking people up first before you can bring the lawsuit, you know? And I was like, no, we're not going that route.
Right.
So I actually went to a few New York State legislators and I approached them and said, look, your injury here is just as great as we, the people, right? I mean, the governor's taking your power. She's not allowed to make law and that's what she's doing here. And she made a regulation that completely conflicts with the Constitution, completely conflicts with existing New York State law. Like, your power as a legislator is being usurped. You know, do you want to sue her? I've got the lawsuit ready to go, you know? So, thankfully a group of New York State legislators did jump on the lawsuit. Senator George Borrello, Assemblyman Chris Tague, Assemblyman Mike Lawler. And then there was another group of legislators who actually did an amicus brief, to support my case. And so that was Andrew Goodell, Assemblyman Andrew Goodell, Assemblyman Joseph Giglio, and Assemblyman Will Barkley. So there was support here. You know, it was not like this was not being, it was recognized by quite a few New York State legislators. And they decided to stand up and push back. And so this regulation, just for anybody that's not familiar with what it said, it allowed the Department of Health to pick and choose which New Yorkers they would force to quarantine. That could be in your home, or they could remove you from your home, put you into a facility that they got to pick where you went. They got to pick how long you had to stay there. This is even more frightening. They got to tell you what you could and couldn't do while you were being locked down or locked up, right? So they could have taken your cell phone. They could have told you no internet access and cut you off from the outside world.
Right.
You know, they could
it's
have
like
told
China.
You.
It's like what's going on in China. Now, who put this in there originally? Was it under Cuomo that it went in there?
Yes, it was under Cuomo. But the difference here was that he actually was given special powers by the legislature.
Right.
And during COVID, they were, you know, everybody was scared. Nobody knew what was going on. So the New York State Legislature amended the executive law, Section 29-A, and they gave Cuomo temporary powers to basically make law. I mean, they called it directives. He could issue directives. You know, we won't talk about the fact that that in itself is illegal. Like, you know, the legislative branch can't give their power to make law to somebody else, but whatever, we won't go there right now. So they did, they gave him this power. And so he used it, you know, he told his Department of Health to make this regulation and they did, but then a year later, you know, in March of 2021, the legislature said, okay, no, no more. And they took the power back, right? They changed the law back.
Right.
And Cuomo no longer had this amazing superpower to make law.
Right.
And then what, 5 months later, 5 months later, he steps down. Hochul rises from lieutenant governor to governor. And she keeps going with the same exact word for word regulation that Cuomo had. And it's like, wait a minute, you were never given any sort of special powers. You don't have this power to make this law. And the judge agreed with us. I mean,
right.
The judge shot it down. New York State Supreme Court Judge Ron Plotz, you know, fantastic ruling, just a fantastic ruling. And he said, no, this regulation violates existing New York State law. Obviously, it violates the Constitution. She breached separation of powers.
Right.
She doesn't have the power to do this. So he shot it down. It is null. It's void. It's off the books. They've been prohibited from trying to enforce it. They can't do it. It's not there anymore. Of course, now Hochul is vowing to appeal. So
I mean, this woman, this Hochul, she's listen, when Cuomo stepped down, I thought it was kind of shocking, but I really think his real crime is what happened in the nursing homes, and then they had diverted it to something else, and now he walks away. Whatever. This woman is so much worse. I can't even, every day I get up and I can't believe there's so many levels of corruption that are so obvious first and foremost. But when she announced again that she was extending her emergency powers way past the point, and I have a feeling that they're going to try it again, because now they're acting like monkeypox, which is not an emergency and it affects a small community. But they're this woman is out of control. And then she goes up there and actually says things like that she's God. I mean, basically that if you agree with me, then you're working for God. I mean, something is very wrong, but I find this woman incredibly dangerous. And I'm really glad that you smacked it down. But I would say she's probably not done. And you're saying that she is actually going to appeal to be able to put people in quarantine camps.
That's right. That's right. The attorney
general. You should be so embarrassed that that's even in there. You know,
that's I agree with you 100%. I'm calling it shameful. I mean, it is shameful that she's now going to appeal this decision and try and overturn it and try and get this incredible power to lock people up whenever she wants. It doesn't even have to be an emergency. The regulation says nothing about it having to be an emergency. She just wants the power, literally, anytime she wants.
This is so it's unbelievable to me. And you know what's crazy is when you first came on the show, a lot of people were already led to believe that the original guy who tried to put this in, that it was shot down, but that wasn't right. Remember, we talked about it, but wasn't there some he was putting it in, he put it in during Ebola or something.
Yeah.
And then, so people didn't even know when you came on my show that it was, they snuck it back in there.
Yeah.
And that's because of what you did. They can't sneak it back in there again. But the fact that she came out and said she's going to fight this, when you saw that, though, first of all, I want to say there, if there were more lawyers like you out there that would do this and say, I don't care about the money, I care about what's right and the people of New York and my friends and my family and myself and what's right and wrong, we'd be in a lot better shape. And I hope the people that are watching this that are lawyers out there or were lawyers or are, you know, connected or to the law, you know, realize that one person can make a difference. And you did make a difference. This was you all on your own. And, you know, congratulations on this is a massive, massive win. And I know this isn't a New York thing. The whole country knows about this story. But what is shocking to me, and I wonder how you feel, is that other than you and Tom Renz and a couple attorney generals, I can't believe that there's not more of this going on. I can't, with how many lawyers there are in this country, I can't believe that more of them aren't stepping up and do filing lawsuits. We need laws on the books to stop this. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a colleague. He's based in the Albany area, Tom Marcel. I might have mentioned him last time I was on. So he did step up and help me. So there was a brief period when we were actually in federal court.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I filed the case in state court, and then the attorney general removed it to federal court,
right.
Because, you know, they want it to be in federal court because then they can make a motion to dismiss for lack of jurisdiction. Right. It was a game, right? It was a game they were playing. They
He's
were
awful too.
Yeah. Trying to waste my time, waste my resources. You know, it was David versus Goliath.
That's what they do, right? Isn't that what they do? They try to get you, your resources gone. So you have to give up.
But yep.
You didn't.
Nope. And so I reached out to my colleague, Tom Marcel, and I said, you know, they removed this case to federal court up by you, not down here by me, because I'm near New York City. I said, and I'm not admitted in that court, and it's going to take me a few weeks to get admitted into that court. You know, can you help me out here? And he's right. Like, absolutely, no problem. You know, pro bono, like he donated
right,
his
I know.
Time too. And he was like, every day for a week, that's all we did all day long was work on this case to file the motion and argue the motion and get out of federal court, back into state court. And he also, Tom Marcel does have a case that he brought in federal court for the mask mandate last year. But, you know, it is so important that attorneys step up, but, right. You know, the people really need to hear what's going on, because we can end this by voting the right way in November, right? Like any New Yorker who's not aware, November is a big election year for this year is a big election year for us, because we have the governor's seat is open, right? And Hochul's running against Lee Zeldin, trying, you know, she wants to be governor another 4 years. We've got Letitia James, the attorney general, is also up for election in November. So, you know, Letitia James, the attorney general, is the one defending Hochul. They're the ones that filed the notice of appeal against me. So, you know, Letitia James is all for quarantine camps, apparently, because she's defending the governor and wants to try to now overturn the decision that we got in our favor.
Yeah. You know, she's also wasted literally tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money going after Donald Trump, when obviously nobody's been investigated more than him. If she had anything, he would go. Now they're creating stuff. And then, you know, God bless you, the Southern District of New York. I mean, it's like where everything goes to kind of be buried. I mean, being an attorney in New York and going up against the machine, you should be running for attorney general. I'm sure that you don't want to do that. But honestly, I mean, we're at a place where, you know, we need to replace this stuff. A lot of people are worried, because I know people went to vote in the primaries and there was all kinds of shenanigans going on. There weren't Republican ballots there. You know, I know, you know, we can only hope that Lee Zeldin gets in there. But again, there is so much corruption in New York and the swamp is so deep here. But you're proof that if you are in the right and you go out there and you fight the swamp, you can win. And that's why I think it's most important for your voice to be out there and people to know. But again, we're surrounded by, I mean, how many law firms are in Manhattan? Like, you know, there should be more people doing this. Now, what's your next move? Do you have to actually fight this in appeals court?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Are you still pro bono?
Yes.
Oh, how do we help you?
Yes.
I'm going to help you. I'm personally going to. You, I live here. I'm a domestic terrorist, I think. So they'll probably come because I talk about this stuff. So you're not supposed to. So apparently,
you call me if they come knock on your door with the police.
Oh, I'll call you first. Yeah. Then they'll know you. So they'll know that is formidable. So tell me what happens now. Okay, so you did win. Let's just be honest. This is a big, huge win for we the people of the United States, we the people of New York. And it should be a signal. Letitia James. And Hochul, folks, and tell your friends, because you know what? I don't care if you're left or right. I honestly, at this point, Bobby, I look at left and right, Republican and Democrat that are in there as a uniparty, because I had a lot of friends run, still are running some, But I've been around the country for a lot of friends at their events, Chicago, Oklahoma City, Colorado Springs, Arizona. You know, I've been all over at events speaking for people. And I have to tell you, the GOP doesn't want any newcomers. They don't. They want to keep the status quo. They don't want any America First, Constitution First, Law and Order candidates. Scary part is on the left, people that think the progressive left is out of its mind. They don't want socialism, Marxism, communism. The DNC doesn't want any newcomers either, which just says to me, it's one big club. Once you get in there, you're all on the same team, and the status quo has to remain. So it's really important that people understand both Hochul and Letitia James want to be able to put people in quarantine camps like Hitler in Nazi Germany for real. And they're not only did they get overturned, but they're appealing it.
It's absolutely insane? Shameful.
If I was them, I would pretend I didn't know it was there. Right. So tell me what the next move is. So they're appealing it. Now, what do you have to do?
So they're appealing it to the the appellate division in the fourth department. And so they will file papers. They already filed the notice of appeal telling me, hey, we're going to appeal this decision. And then they're going to file the actual appeal papers. So I'll then understand what exactly their argument is. Like, what are you trying to appeal? But I already know what their argument is. Their argument is, we need this power. We want total control over 19 million New Yorkers at the stroke of a pen. We want to be able to lock people up or lock people down. I already know because I already read all their papers on the first round. So I know that they're just doing this for power, right?
This is so crazy, right? I mean, I can't even believe that this is New York. I mean, I can believe it, but listen, we are at a place where New York, I feel like New York is like on the extreme control demolition path. I it cannot be normal. We just saw your thoughts on this as an attorney and as a New Yorker. So we just saw some guy attack Lee Zeldin on stage. They let him out. I know that he's on federal charges because they couldn't not do anything after it was so big. But what do you make of this no bail? And then Eric Adams comes out there and acts like he cares, but he's not doing anything. He's just talking.
Yeah. No. So in 2019 is when they did that. They called it, bail reform, right? They called it bail reform, but it's really a horrible change what they did to the law. And they said, basically, what it means effectively is that somebody could go out and commit a crime and then they could, they get arrested, they get brought into the police station, they get, booked all the information, but then they're let right back out.
It's so insane.
Because they said, well, charging them and holding them and making them pay bail to get out, like that's somehow like discriminatory, right? So this is why they passed the law, because they said you're discriminating. And they changed the law. This is like 2 years ago now, a little more than 2 years ago. And so now look what we have. Mm-hmm. We have people like the person that attacked Lee Zeldin on stage. We have people like that who get arrested for doing something wrong, let right back out, and then they go and repeat and commit like another crime. And you just keep like rearresting them and then letting them out. And it's just such a broken system, and you're not protecting.
It doesn't even make sense as a lawyer and somebody that cares about law and order. I mean, I see Giuliani after like what he did, because I was actually a freshman at NYU when he became mayor and turned the city around so fast. And then this guy comes in, I knew he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. He likes to go to nice restaurants and dress really nice and hang out with celebrities. And he goes out there and he talks about this. And listen, I don't know if you saw the other day, they had like a kid that was jumping a turnstile, beat the crap out of a cop on camera. He didn't get arrested or anything. They let him go, by the way. And then they're saying, well, the cops can't really do anything in New York. And I don't know if you're seeing this. I heard we've lost 1,500 cops in the last 18 months. I don't know if that's statewide or the city. But still, when you're looking around, these don't look like our cops that we had for my whole life. These look like they're very demoralized. They don't look like they could do anything. I mean, do you see a path forward to turn this ship around? What do we need to do?
In my opinion, it's a simple fix, and it is change the leadership. You have got to change the leadership, because when you have bad leadership, when you have people, whether it's the mayor or the governor or, you know, the attorney general, when you have people in leadership positions that are doing a horrible job, just a horrible job, you're not keeping New Yorkers safe.
No.
It's becoming so unaffordable for people to live here.
But who's, that's the craziest thing. Have you noticed that they're saying that the rents are the highest? I'm telling you, people did not come back in droves. I don't know who's buying this stuff either. That's got to be some kind of weird legal thing. The banks are buying these places. You can keep going, but that's something that you brought? I mean, what is going on? Why are the rents so high? It's not even close to what it was before COVID to me. Do you know anything about that? Why that's happening?
Yeah. You know, I think that the real estate, so obviously many people fled the city,
right?
Specifically New York City when COVID was going on and there were these lockdowns and the restrictions were so bad and they were even worse in New York City than they were elsewhere.
Right.
A lot of people fled to the suburbs, and the suburbs around New York City saw like just a boom in their pricing, whether it was rent or to buy a place, because so many people were fleeing the city.
Right.
And you're actually still seeing that in the suburbs today around New York City, is that you'll still see like bidding wars over houses and stuff and rents going up. But as far as New York City proper, no, I mean, I believe that the property values there have gone down significantly, while, you know, around the city has gone up, because people, who wants to live in tyranny? I mean, not that the rest of New York is so free, because we still have the governor who's, you know, wanting to lock people up in quarantine camps, but but New York City is particularly worse, you know, than the rest of the state. I mean,
I tell people they can't imagine what we're talking about. And what's so crazy is it was so fast. And again, there's also still the thing that I deal with, which is if you don't, at least in the two unions I'm in, if you don't have the double vax and the booster, you can't work on Broadway. You can't work in TV. You can't work in media. You can't work in film. You can't work in any of that. So I'm assuming the rest still that way, even though that it's not like you don't have to show your QR code. A lot of businesses and restaurants and stuff are still doing that, which is weird. And now we have people lining up for monkeypox vaccines. I don't know what happened in New York City. I just thought we were such fighters. I'm glad you're out there, because I know that there's at least one other person that is willing to fight. But so what's when is your next court date, or you don't know yet?
So yeah, I haven't received the next court date yet. I have to see, they have to file their actual appeal paper so I can see what specifically they're appealing, you know, because the notice of appeal just is like general language. Like, we are appealing every part of this decision, you know?
It's like, oh my God, really every part? So yeah. they want to put it to, you know, they could at least say, you know, we want the ability to put somebody away if they're like full on, you know, living homeless with the monkeypox all over them or whatever, but they don't even want...
No,
I mean, the whole law is ridiculous. They literally could knock on my door and say, because you're talking about this online, we consider you a threat. That's how vague the law is, right?
It was so vague. Well, I'll just correct you that they can't do it today because
of you. The regulation. I know, but they're saying that they should be able to.
They can't do it right now.
Right.
But before July 8th, they could do it. Yeah. They could knock on your door. They could say, sorry, we think you were exposed to whatever, tuberculosis, COVID. I mean, they had a whole laundry list of diseases that you could get locked up for.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to prove anything. They didn't have to prove anything. They didn't have to prove you were at a certain place at a certain time, you know, where there was an exposure, like a known exposure. No, nothing. They had. So they could have completely abused that power.
God.
I mean, I did a radio interview with Senator George Borrello, who's the lead petitioner on this quarantine camp case. And he pointed out during the radio interview, he was like, you know, think about how tyrannical and corrupt that could have been, right? So somebody works for the Department of Health, you know, let's say that they have a teenage daughter. They don't like the teenage guy that their daughter's dating, you know, so they say, well, I think he might have COVID. He was coughing the other day when he was at my house or whatever, you know, and then boom, next thing you know, the poor kid's got, you know, a quarantine order from the Department of Health, right? Like the door was just so wide open for corruption to happen.
I cannot believe how vague the wording was on that. It's just
very vague, very broad.
But meanwhile, real criminals will never get put in jail, but they would take, you know, it's really unbelievable what's happened to New York. I can't believe it from the 90s to now. What a wild ride. But to think that we're here where I have to ask somebody to open a case to get out toothpaste at Duane Reade on 56 and 2nd is completely insane. And that's really what's going on. So that what are you working on now?
Crazy. So now we're just like the main focus right now, while I'm waiting for their appeal papers, is to get the word out, really, to try and reach as many New Yorkers as possible and let them know, number one, this quarantine regulation was for real. Number two, we sued and struck it down. The court ruled in our favor. It is no longer. But number three, Letitia James and Governor Hochul want to get it back. They're actually fighting an appeal to get it back. So I want people to know this because I want New Yorkers to vote wisely in November. And I want people to spread this information around if other people in other states are facing similar regulations. And it doesn't have to necessarily-
They might not even know. That's the thing. They might not even know. People, if you're a lawyer in any state out there that is a member of that state's bar, you should look if one of these things are in there. I bet you that these are around the country, especially in these, and people that were like on the same team, all the people with the nursing homes. I bet you all those states have something like this in there and people don't even know about it.
It could be that people don't know because people didn't know about this reg either.
I know. And there was a lot of hubbub that it was there and it was removed. And then you realized, no, it wasn't, and came back out. And then people are like, no, it was removed. And suddenly, like after you were on my show, then a lot of people are like, oh my God, it really is still there. I cannot believe they're appealing it. That is so embarrassing. We really got to work to make sure. Who's running against Letitia James? I don't even know yet. That's how little press the right wing gets in New York. I know Zeldin is running against Hochul. Is the guy running against, it's a guy running against James, right?
Yes, it is. It is. And I don't have his contact information, but
I got to find him.
Absolutely. And he needs to know, and, you know, definitely. Actually, and it's not even just, I think people should make this part of anyone running for office, because all of the New York State senators are up for election and all the New York State Assembly members are up for election in November. So anybody running for either state Senate or state Assembly, you know, say to your opponent, call them out on it. Say, well, do you support this?
Great.
Quarantine camps? Oh, you don't? Well, then why didn't you stand up when there was a lawyer that was fighting against Hochul? Why didn't you stand up and tell Hochul back down or tell her now? Why don't you call her out now and say you should back off this appeal? Right. So it's really important that voters ask whoever's running to be your next state senator or your next state assembly person, please ask them flat out. Do you support quarantine camps? Oh, well,
yeah. Do you support the appeal even right now? Because now is a do or die. They have to answer. Do you support this? If they support that, they support tyranny and do not respect the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or inalienable rights by God that say that you can't put me anywhere I don't want to go for no reason because you feel like it. You know, just, it's so amazing.
That's right.
Well, good and for will, you. I think you should run for for district attorney or attorney general, but you have to finish this first, but I'm still rooting for you. And for sure. Is there a website or somewhere where people can help you out if they want to donate to the cause?
Yeah. That's absolutely. So the website where we have a donate button for the legal fund is www.unitingnys.com/lawsuit.
Great.
And there's also a lot of information on that webpage about the lawsuit. You can get a link to the actual judge's decision there and the regulation, and there are photos and stuff. And I actually just started a Substack if people want to follow me on there. Yeah.
Good.
In all my spare time.
I know. But you know what? You know what Tom Renz does? He throws on stuff on there. Like when he says another, you know, and they continue one of his cases because he's suing a lot of people on the COVID, and he'll just throw it on there. And at least you can look at the filings and what's happening. And that's a good way to do that and write when you can. But it's a good way to keep people motivated and involved. Very important. So it's unitingnys.com/lawsuit. Every New Yorker that's watching this or anyone that has family and friends in New York, please share this. Please let them know. There's too many people that there's so much corruption in the election law and in the entire election thing here. The whole, it's so corrupt to the core. We need to really change leadership in New York City, or New York City's not going to make it much longer. It's going to end up being like, I don't even know what could happen here, but please, please pray for New York City. Thank you, Bobby Ann Cox. You are an amazing hero of mine. Please come back as soon as you get the paperwork about the appeal. I'm so hard. If they got caught, let you win and walk away.
I know.
Everyone in New York has to demand of every single person running an answer if they think that that's okay, because if they think that's okay, they cannot be in our government. Thank you so much, my friend. Please come back as soon as you have any updates. And everyone, please go support her. She's did this. And we need all other lawyers in this country. Please take a lesson from her. Get out there and make a difference. You can. We need lawyers to be brave and also put what's right before, your paycheck. Sometimes it matters more. Thank you, Bobby Ann Cox. We will put all your info below. Keep fighting. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
If the last 18 months have taught us anything, it's that you have to take control of your own health. You can't rely on the government or Big Pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specially formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D, formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to MelKDrZ.com and order today. That's MelKDrZ.com.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community, and start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet, but that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's MelkGold.com.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelkShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.